Oh my God, it's another episode. I can't believe we're here again. It's been like a week and now we're back. It's amazing, people. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to What's for Dinner. I am Flip Schultz, as opposed to the other Flips whose name are all over the logo for this damn thing. Thanks for tuning in today. Let me try talking again. Thanks for tuning in again today, guys. Sorry, for the first time in the living room / studio, I'm actually having a beer. Wait, listen. That was me drinking my beer. So, yeah, this is going to be a pretty fun, pretty loose-fitting podcast, much like a pair of Levi's loose-fitting jeans. We're going to feel just comfortable and kind of swimmy throughout this podcast. First of all, again, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you subscribe to the podcast, because we've got some episodes under our belt, and I know there's a nice number of people who are listening out there. So thank you for doing that, whether you're listening on Stitcher, downloaded this on iTunes, or just grabbed the file right off the website. I'm glad you're here. And I know my guests are glad you're here. I say guests because we have two people here. One, as always, my lovely wife and constant source of inspiration and frustration. My lovely wife, Allison Weber's here. Hi, baby.
Double-ation?
Yeah.
Inspir-frustration. I'm the inspiration.
You know, when you say double anything, my mind goes to a much different place.
We're not going into that double-ation. Not yet.
And there she goes doing Skippy.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just waiting for his portion of the show.
No, Skippy Green's coming up later, as he usually and always does. But funny that we bring up Skippy Green, because my guest tonight is a very funny entertainer. I can't call him a comedian, because not that he's not funny, but I wouldn't stylize this man's, show as a comedian, as comedy. It is an all-around entertainment show, and this performer is actually, just found out today, will be appearing with Skippy Green on a triple threat of comedy with Bunny Fever in San Diego in August, but we'll talk about that a little later. But please welcome to the show, to the living room, to the couch, I'm proud to call him my friend, Clownvis Presley, everybody.
Hey, gang, what's good?
Hey.
You hear that broke-ass horn there?
I heard that.
That's a fake horn, man, because somebody stole my real horn.
So you I happened to be at the show that you did with Skippy a couple of days ago.
At the Redwood.
At the Redwood. The yeah. Redwood. At the Redwood, where black people and white people have drinks and food.
Was there black people there?
I don't think so. I don't think so. That was actually an internet video.
All right.
But that's beside the point. But yeah, I was at this show, and it was a fantastic show. The one thing about Clownvis Presley that no one could ever deny is consummate professional.
Well, thank you.
No matter what is going on, no matter what the venue, how many people, you put on a, if I may say, fucking show.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. But I do recall you you mentioning on stage that your horn was taken.
My horn has been it's been taken.
What's the story?
Look, I don't want to point to any fingers, you know, but I think it was these damn kids. I did this party for these damn kids, and they were just gotten out of school, second grade, and this is a true story.
Okay.
They were just getting out of second grade, and I had done do you want to hear the longer version to explain how I got there, or just the horns?
You tell me whatever you want to tell me, my friend. You're okay. Driving.
Long story short, although it's already too late, and I'm already babbling with this one, but I had to do this birthday party because I'd said I'd donate a goddamn thing, a birthday party thing, to some raffle for some school thing I did. And I did the school thing, and I agreed to that, and then all of a sudden I got lured into doing some other damn party for free. You know, it's Thursday afternoon noon or something. Outside, it's all hot. And then these kids, and they were not good kids, man.
They were not ideal kids.
Man, rascals.
The poster children for abortion kind of kids?
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, but I mean...
I would. I just did.
But they could, you know, yeah, they could, you know, strapping or something. Something would destroy, you know. They were just rowdy, and they didn't want me there. I didn't want to be there. But since that show, I have not been able to find my horn. So I think there might have been
one of those little shits took your horn?
Might have been some funny business.
Do you think maybe it was one of the parents who wanted the horn, and they're just blaming the kids?
It could be that, you know, that's the thing, man. It's the JFK magic bullet. Who knows? It could have been the guy at the damn gas station on the way there, you know. I retrace my steps and then I think about, you know.
I would actually love to see Oliver Stone do a movie about the missing horn and just like you see a Kevin Costner going back and back into the.
I think that's pretty much how it went down.
You know what?
When this goes to court, I'm going to ask you to come in and say that.
Oh, I will be your character witness.
And there was like pop confetti everywhere, you know.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, like the bullet.
Yeah.
Waka
waka.
Waka waka. But you didn't know confetti sounds like Fozzie Bear.
I was just thinking, it's too bad that Fozzie Bear said waka waka because that's really a fun thing to say. I wish I would have thought of waka waka.
Well, yeah, you don't really have like a catchphrase like a. I've seen your merchandise and you have your character on it, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
It says King of Clowns, which is great. But you don't have like a T-shirt that says, you know, like a
Clownvish, the red, white, and blue, and you. or no, you mean more like a do this.
Yeah, exactly. How about that? Let's do this. Let's make that the Clownvish catchphrase.
Clownvish, let's do this.
This.
Let's do this. Now, like I said, Clownvis Presley, overall entertainer. You have there are elements in your show that are very funny, but like you'd think seeing a and I hate to just limit the explanation with this description, but you see a clown Elvis impersonator,
sure.
and you'd think that he would try to be all wacky and nutty, but you'd pay amazing homage to the king. Like you do Elvis songs and you do other songs, just very straightforward, very, just I guess for lack of a better term, just very entertaining without kind of being a silly little goof in it.
Well, thank you.
You'll be very welcome. Now, is that something you did intentionally, or did you kind of say like you're just doing your thing and comedy whenever it came was a byproduct? Like you weren't searching for comedy.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. I mean, it's. You know, I mean, nowadays I do shows in these comedy clubs everywhere, and yeah, I guess it's fun. You know, people are laughing. Half the time, I don't know what they're really laughing at, but I assume it's good. You know, they seem to be. You know, they're nice to me. I don't think they're laughing at me. What was the question? They're not laughing at me, Flip. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. What was?
See there. So yeah, I guess the question was: did you set out doing this act, just kind of being a straightforward homage? To the king, or did you go out looking for laughs?
When I first started in this, no, I didn't look for laughs, you know. I mean, if anything, I tried to be more magical in the early days.
Yeah, because you do magic tricks.
In the early days, I thought it would be more of a magic act, and then I learned quickly that I don't really like learning magic tricks. That's that's a damn long process. You know, you got to be a real loner to be a magician.
Really?
Yeah. Those are sad guys.
They always seem so happy. They're dressed in tuxes or gay spandex.
Yeah,
they're playing with two different halves of women.
Yeah,
yeah. They cut women in half. That would make me smile.
But half the times they have identical twins. A lot of magicians are identical twins.
Oh, don't.
And that's why they can do all these crazy gags and gimmicks. You know, they're in the box, they're out of the box, they're hanging from the ceiling.
Are you telling me that somewhere there's like a Danny Copperfield?
Yeah, Danny Copperfield. That's exactly who I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I
didn't
heard,
know about Danny Copperfield?
No, I kind of pulled.
That's why. Look, David Copperfield is a loner, a loser, just a real smelly loner. And then his brother Danny, he's the one that's doing the interviews and things.
No,
when
kidding.
You see on Kathy Lee Gifford, what today with David Copperfield? That's Danny Copperfield.
I didn't know.
David
that.
Copperfield's at home, you know, crying, you know,
fucking his money,
fucking his
yeah.
money.
Yeah, spending all that magical money.
That you know what. I hope you guys are appreciating this podcast right now. We're learning trade secrets of the magic world. Danny Copperfield. Does he have a triplet? Is there a third one that kind of like they're the
Dingo
the
Copperfield?
Donnie Dingo is a cousin, but he doesn't really do it anymore. He's Rodian for Gallagher now.
Oh,
Gallagher 1 or Gallagher 2?
Gallagher 2. Oh. Gallagher 1 I think died a few years ago.
Did he?
No. I actually met him at a college conference, like a college showcase thing, and he was a real dick.
I was going to say, was he a nice guy?
No, he was. I did my show, and I was hosting, and if you know your comedy, you know hosting sucks anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But in this specific show, it was an all-around bad experience.
You hosted and Gallagher was on the damn bill?
He was on the bill the next night. He was showcasing for colleges, though, so that gives you a clue where he is in his career. Same place as me, which actually makes me feel better. But yeah, so I ended up having like just a very off set. It just wasn't good. And instead of, as a comic, him going, man, that was a rough show, or God, these plays suck, he goes, here's what you did wrong.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Right as I got off stage, just already feeling like that was a shit show. Then I have a living legend telling me what I did wrong.
Here's what you did wrong. You didn't have a giant trampoline. There's not any watermelons. What are you doing up there? What are you doing up there? Shave the top of your head.
Grow your hair long. Look like Weird Al. And then you'll have a career.
Crack monsters behind the couch are imperative.
It was just a very
that's a letdown.
It's like, not that I was a huge Gallagher fan, but I mean, he is who he is, and I give him credit for being a, you know, I mean, I said it before, he's a legend in the comedy business, but man,
yeah,
is he's a bitter.
He's the go-to guy to make fun of, and honestly, there's really nothing to make fun of there. He's
when you're bitter, when you're jealous of Carrot Top, you really know you're at a special place of lowness.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. But let's get off that and back to you, my friend.
Sure, thank you.
So, so where are you? Where do you hearken from, Clownvis Presley? Where's the home of Clownvis? Where is your Graceland or wherever, Memphis?
Well, now, I mean, you know, nowadays I live here in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Hollywood, California. Hollywood, California. Hollywood, USA.
Do they spell it with that many H's?
No, it's just one on the postal service thing, but I say it with a few H's. Mm-hmm. But that's Hollywood, California, where I stay now. I lived for a long time in St. Louis, Missouri. You ever been to St. Louis?
I have not, actually.
It's a wonderful town. I spent many years there, you know, coming around. And from there, you know, I stayed around down in the south. And I did a lot of, you know, went to all different places. But now, since I've been out here in Los Angeles, this is my home now. Hollywood, and it's wonderful.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
See, I can't.
That's Jewish in your soul, Presley.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
They used to say my grandma might have been Jewish or something.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I think they were just, you know, pulling a chain, but they used to say that.
You got kind of a Jewish nose.
It is a little Jewy, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's good. You wear it well.
Thanks.
So, now you, if I'm not mistaken, because I did do a little research into the Clownvis Presley, you. Started your act in Coney Island, or you made your way to Coney Island, or Coney Island was a stop on a tour or something?
Yeah, I do Coney Island, and I'm going back. I'm doing it next month, and I'm doing it in August, right before that show we're doing. I'm doing it again in August, and yeah, that's wonderful out there, man. Boy, I could live there, man.
What is because again, your act in the clubs and the theaters and whatever. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of musical cues. You have some amazing set pieces. Lighting effects. When you're doing Coney Island, are you doing it on the boardwalk? Is it very minimalistic?
No, it's in the. There's a place sideshows by the seashore, and it's been there since the old days. And it's like they run it like a regular sideshow. You know, you go into this. You know, they do every shows every hour, and you go in there, and then they have, you know, oddities. You know, a little girl with flipper hands and guys eating light bulbs and. You know, five different performers, you know, and so I'll just be one of the featured guys there, and I just come out and do my act, you know.
Did you ever kind of hook up with any of the freaks on the side show?
No, I made good friends, but nothing sexual.
Nothing, even the flipper girl. Never heard her spank you with the flipper.
I'm not saying I didn't think about it, Flip, but nothing happened.
Think about the grip from those two.
The grip of the flip.
Two fingers.
The
yeah.
grip of the flip.
Yeah, that's enticing.
Definitely, man. I call me weird, but like that's what you know. I
I think you're weird for not wanting to fuck the flipper-handed girl.
No, I'm saying I wanted to. Like, I mean, saying you know, I'm saying I like you know, definitely like that's that you know before any other girl in the room. You know, like, yeah.
No, you as a guy who's named after him, I would definitely go for a flipper
always
girl.
Always got it. It's always
are they real? Are the seriously are the freaks real? Or
yeah,
are
the people that they have are real. Yeah, guys with no arms.
Well, I mean that I've seen, but I mean like the real audit, like the lobster boy, the flipper handed girl, or the reptile girl,
yeah,
or
sure, they're real. I think I have pictures.
Do you?
Is there an old fashioned bearded lady?
There's a bearded lady.
Oh wow,
she's like Armenian or something. But yeah, there's a bearded.
Well,
lady.
Yeah, they're all over North Hollywood.
And then there's magicians,
say.
And they do like you know the boxes, contortionists. They have an electric chair that does all the stuff where they put a. Do again. Listen, I can't tell you everything that goes on there. You got to pay to get into damn tent.
You got to pay to see the show. That's how it works in the business.
And then, but yeah, no, Coney Island's great, man. There's nothing like it.
I've never been. I actually would love to go. Did you ride the Cyclone?
No, I didn't get on any of the rides. I played a couple of games, and I went to the, I had a couple of slices of pizza. Oh, the marina. I went to the marina and looked at the walruses and stuff. You know there's a fish called clownfish?
What?
What? Yeah. Google clownfish.
The clownfish?
Everybody, I thought that was
heard
just...
heard of it. Oh, what did I do? The Nemo fish?
No, that Nemo is a clownfish.
Nemo is a clownfish, but look, they're called clownfishes. That's the...
Wait a minute, where's the...
Google it. Google clownfish.
Go Google, honey.
Go Google clownfish, and you get a bunch of fish.
You know, you have a computer right there. You don't have to pull
I
up your phone.
I don't want to move. I got a beer in my hand.
That's my wife.
So look, I'm at the marina on Coney Island, and there's like I'm just there looking at the fish and stuff, and there's this little screen that's telling me all the different clownfish.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, saying clownfish, but they are called clownfish. It's like the German way to say it or something.
Really?
But
well, we all know Germans can't be wrong.
They can't be wrong.
No, a very good taste with the Germans.
That is a clownfish.
That's a clownfish.
If you don't like it, we throw it in the oven.
Too soon. Sorry.
Well, let that one sit for a little while.
Let me ask. I can't. Yes, I can. I don't know.
You know what? When I look up clownfish, I see a lot about you, sir. You got a lot. Even when I press fish, it's just about you and fish puppets.
I do a lot of work with fish puppets.
Really?
Yeah. I used to do a lot more than
What are the names of your fish puppets?
I have like 25 of them. I don't have just fish puppet. Kids don't know. It's a different one every time. But you know.
Okay. No,
yeah. We're now officially more popular than the clownfish fish. I am. Here we go. World's best photos of clownfish fish. Woo!
There you go.
I'm excited.
You're easily excited, honey.
There it is. The clownfish fish. He is absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, I think my wife actually is more impressed with you than with me.
Oh man.
No, I'm not even kidding. Because
I really am.
She every time.
No. I don't want to make everybody think I'm unimpressive. Of course I am, but I live with you. I know,
but I'm just saying, like, every time the clownfish Presley is playing anywhere, Allison makes a point to, even if she's not on the bill, she makes a point to see the show.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's just, and then we leave, and everything out of her mouth is, that is so amazing, what a fantastic show, what a great, what a great performer.
She'll get bored with it pretty quick. After the first couple times, she'll get over it.
Oh man, because every time I've come back, there's been like a new surprise, like something that I didn't expect.
Oh, thank
something
you.
Something that definitely made it. Yeah, I still laugh every time.
At the Redwood that we were just at, because I told you this that day, I'd never seen you do more than like maybe a 12 to 15 minute set.
Yeah.
On a show.
You do a lot of those around town.
Yeah, yeah. In LA, that's kind of the protocol is to do those kind of shows. But this time you did, I think collectively, you probably did about 45-50 minutes, right?
Yeah, boy, we stretched it out.
It was great, by the way. It was a great show.
Thanks. I was just trying to sell hamburgers at that joint.
And I think there were five or six. I had one before you asked for that. So that first ding was actually technically two.
You get sometimes, boy, you get them burgers flying, you get that bell dinging, boy, it gets exciting.
I think we actually forgot to ding a few times because I saw some burgers being eaten without ding.
They're really good. And you know what? They're not the best in Los Angeles, but they're good.
They're good. They were very good. I won't even comment on it.
The crowd understood when you said award winning. They knew that it was the award of the afternoon for that particular.
Yeah, I was giving them the award.
You were giving the award because it was enough beer in you to eat the delicious.
Okay,
hamburger.
Honey, you got to stop talking.
Okay, I'm done.
Now, but a lot of things I'd never heard before that I heard that day. One of the things that I thought was brilliant. And I don't know if you'll be... Do you have any of your tracks with you to do something live?
Gosh, I don't, but I could use a guitar there.
Oh, that's right. What I would love to hear again is the... and I'm probably going to butcher the title, but Jesus in a Chicken Wing?
Oh, Jesus Christ in a Chicken Wing? Yeah, boy, I don't know if I can do that on the guitar.
On guitar. Well, just...
I usually have a guy that plays it. Let me see if I can...
Clownfish is checking his portable studio to see if he has a track that he could sing along. I'm putting him on the spot, people. This was not planned. So Clownfish is just checking. Meanwhile, Allison, how's everything on that side of the room? As you cough.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
The band says they know it.
Does the band know it?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
If you can get him the...
You know what I could do if you want?
Hack him into the mainframe.
We can hack him into the mainframe. Why don't you, while I get the... actually, do I have the equipment right here? Forgive us, folks. We are in a technical hiccup for one moment. Where is that
technical
thing?
Hiccups. We'll just keep on talking.
Keep talking about the clownfish.
Yeah. Yes, it's amazing. There is a clownfish.
What I was going to say, in Coney Island, at the marina, I seen a saddleback clownfish, there's a few different kind of clownfish, and they had funny names.
See, if I say clownfish when I'm really drunk many times over, it starts to turn into clownfish, and if I start to say clownfish over and over again, I get to clownfish. Either way, you're both promoting for each other.
I definitely should do some underwater entertaining.
You and Nemo should get together and do a double feature.
Can you remove that cover, Columbus?
Okay.
Yes, this is definitely the truth. I'm quite amazed by
how awesome your show is by Clownvis here.
The show is so, but it's the show is incredibly epic in the fact that it's got everything that you could want. It's a feast for the eyes. It's a feast for the ears, and it just takes you to a place that you didn't know was possible.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice thing to say.
Yeah.
She says that about laundry, so don't get too excited. Yeah.
Now, laundry is magical.
All right, you want to test that, make sure it's going through the old Borderino?
Yeah, let's see what we got here.
Yeah, if any of you have not ever seen... never mind.
All right, that's good. That's not me. That was T-Rex.
That was... Can't go wrong with T-Rex.
Yeah, would you like me to sing this song?
I would love it.
Please.
All right, well, boy, I'm pretty excited. I'd like to sing a song. Now, listen, this is actually it's a holiday song.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really make a lot of sense to do it in the middle of July or whatever the hell it is. But
well, there's always reason for celebration.
The thing is, it celebrates a few key elements that do actually make the year go around all 365 some odd days. So... yeah, this song is for you guys, and for anybody that wants it. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. He's got hot sauce and ranch to dip in. Maybe he's in little baby heaven. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. It's his birthday today, so let him have it his way. He likes them hot, he likes them spicy. Don't give him no barbecue honey sauce. That ain't a way to treat him, honey, he's the boss. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. My Lord and my Savior, watch him savor the flavor. You know, Philippi, it was probably about 600 and some odd years ago that Santa Claus was a-wassailing through the North Pole, and he came upon a pile of chicken wings, mm-hmm. and there was a baby child sleeping in the middle of it. And he's like, holy hell, let's get this baby to a manger. So they took the baby to the manger, but when he got there, the baby was still holding a chicken. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. This is in the book. Psalms 37. Let there be hot wings in heaven. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. My Lord and my Savior, watch him savor the flavor. He's the boss, throw another wing up to him on the cross. Now, baby, gotta get down. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. Jesus Christ eating on a chicken wing. My Lord and my Savior, watch him savor the flavor. Thank you very much. Man. That's a fun song to sing.
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you very much. You guys are a good audience.
Oh my God, Clownvis Presley, everybody.
A good audience.
Live singing Jesus Christ on a chicken wing. Yeah, Jesus eating on a chicken wing. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ eating
on a chicken wing. There
yeah,
we
he's
go.
He's eating on it.
He's not just eating it. He's eating on it.
He's eating.
Well, yeah, that's what you do with a chicken wing. You don't eat on it.
My Lord and my Savior, let me savor the fucking brilliant, man.
Thanks, man. And it's a true story.
It is a
true
story.
That's why it's good. I mean, that's why if it feels familiar.
Because I'll be honest, I'm Jewish, and I don't really know a lot about Judaism.
And it might be a little different in the Jewish book.
I think it's Jesus Christ buying two chicken wings.
Yeah, he's buying something else. It's,
hopefully on sale.
It's different.
What part of the Bible is that story from?
It's right in the middle. It's right smack dab in the middle, if you can believe it. If you can open a Bible to the very middle, it's where it is.
If I download a Bible on my iPad, mm-hmm. what page would I turn to, you think, give or take?
You'd have to like call
like seven?
Call tech support or something. I don't know, man.
Is there tech support for Bible?
For books. E-books.
E-book, but yeah. Oh, but not for the Bible specific. What if you call tech support and you get like Jesus?
What if you call tech support and they still outsource it in heaven to like the Filipino side of heaven?
That'd be funny.
Filipinos don't go to heaven, honey. You know that. You know that. I'm sorry.
What is a Filipino? Is that Hawaiian? That's something different. Huh?
They're in between Hawaii and like freaking China, maybe something. So they're off the coast of China.
They're Chinayan.
Chinayan.
Which is Shania Twain is actually Filipino.
Is she?
Well, that's according to my logic, yes. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Clownfish brother. So,
but, like,
Filipino.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You know, Philip, by the way, do you know what the derogatory word for a Filipino is?
No.
A flip.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, because it's...
Fucking flips. So technically, I'm Filipino.
Wow.
Everybody's Filipino by your logic.
Pretty much. Shania Twain, me, and the people in Hawaii.
6 degrees of Filipino.
6 degrees of flips, exactly. Clownfish Presley. Again, it's... By the way, Allison also wanted, because Clownfish Presley was very nice the other day and autographed a picture for us. A great 8x10.
Thank you.
Allison actually wanted to hang it right here, frame it and hang it right here next to us with Kiss and under our Beatles picture.
Oh, wow.
Did you see the picture of us with Kiss?
No, Kim? That's pretty neat, man.
That's us with Kiss, and that's another one with Skippy Green and Kiss.
Now, what's that, just a Madame Tussauds or something?
No, that's really Kiss. Actually, I got to
it's
perform
Gene
with them.
It's Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, but not it's Ace Nesn, and yeah. Peter. It's the Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer.
Tommy Thayer, thank you.
That's pretty neat, man.
Yeah, it was our buddy Craig Gass hooked me up with that gig.
Yeah, Craig Gass.
It was very
cool.
But yeah, she wanted, how would that feel to have Clownfish right next to Kiss right
Boy,
there?
Boy, that's pretty neat, man. That would be pretty neat.
I seriously had made that decision as we left the show.
I thought it was kind of weird to have a picture of a comedian friend of ours framed and hung in our house. Is that
it is a little weird.
But I thought that it would be
now,
a
if it
wonderful,
was,
colorful addition to the wall.
It is
you
a fun picture, man. I'm happy with that
picture.
Well,
now, if it was a velvet Clownfish Presley, mm-hmm. are there any velvet Clownfish Presley pictures out there?
Yeah, there's been
Are you serious?
There's a girl that painted a few of them, yeah. And unfortunately, she didn't keep, I guess it took her a while to do them. And I have one, and she sold a few of them, but... But yeah, no, not right now. I'd like to get some more, cranking out there.
But is it a velvet? It should be blue suede. You should just make blue suede.
Well, no,
pictures.
Don't you know? But the Velvet Elvis pictures. That was a whole like big trend, and what was
yeah,
the late?
Yeah, but that's why if we're talking about fabric to make Elvis out of.
No, but Elvis already were Velvet Elvis paintings. That's the whole idea of why this would be a great little thing.
We can just
for
buy those and paint a nose on them.
Pretty much, yeah. Or just like Photoshop with velvet. Are there velvet Photoshop?
I don't know. I this is the first I guess I've heard of the Velvet Elvises. That's why I'm like, why are you picking
Well,
velvets?
Now I know why we're going to get divorced.
Wow.
Do you remember our vows? To love, honor, and always know velvet.
The textures.
I apologize that in front of you I made a faux pas.
Textures.
In way of
I do marriage counseling, too.
Have you saved a lot of marriages, Clownfish Presley?
Well... Yeah, more than I've broken up.
Well, now let me ask you this.
One more than I've lost.
Do you? Is there a Priscilla in your life, Clownfish?
Well, no. That's where I get a little tricky. You know, the people that put my stuff together, they say you want Hollywood wants you to be single. Hollywood wants you to be available. When the little girls see you on the magazines, when the little girls see you on the pictures, they want you to be available. They don't want to think you're shacked up with some, you know. Some old Fraulein, So, that's when I go on shows like this, professional radio shows like this, I like to say, certainly I like to go out and have a good time or something like that, but The truth is, you know, if there is a special lady, maybe I should say a little something. But you know, it's not up to me to be able to really say anything. I can't answer that.
Okay. So would I have to? I have to guess. Contact your publicist.
You can contact my publicist. Yeah.
Okay. And just along the same lines as you and comparison with the well, I should say comparison you and your I shouldn't be drinking. Do you have a Colonel Tom? Is there somebody kind of behind the scenes pulling the strings?
Oh, there's certainly a whole team of guys. That,
yeah, I noticed at your show you have kind of like your I forgot what Elvis called his guys.
Well, there's what people call them is what these guys is a Clownbus Mafia.
The Clownbus Mafia.
I don't know if I like the name Mafia because it seems a little. You know, they're not that. They're not. We're not killing anybody.
What would you want to call them?
Clownbus's buddies or something. Clownbus's pals,
Clownbus crew.
Clownbus Mafia is all right, you know. I guess
we go
back. You know, we'll use Clownbus Mafia. That sounds nice.
How about the Clownbus clowns?
Clownbus clowns.
Is that too literal?
Yeah, but they're not clowns.
Well, but I meant like not in the literal, in the more like.
Oh, they're goofy.
They're goofy.
What about Clownbus's muscle?
Muscle.
You got like your muscle guy. Clownbus
cronies.
Yeah, exactly.
Clownbus Altoids.
Altoids.
Because they keep you clean.
Wow.
I meant deltoids because we're talking about muscles. This is why I shouldn't be drinking. I always confuse the deltoids and the altoids.
But when it's
the first part of the brain to go, and a lot of people.
When Clownbus is here, it's a party, so we'll all have a drink.
Thanks, guys.
That is no. This is honestly the first time I've ever drunk or anything. Allison is two sheets of the wind already.
She's
got issues.
I'm five.
This is my first drink, this is my second drink because this is the second one. But
you actually compose. You keep yourself very well composed on stage, even after throwing back a few. I'm not good with that.
Oh boy.
As you could tell.
Oh boy, oh boy. That was what I majored in.
Now, I want to, if I can, like start kind of delving a little deeper.
Delve
into Clownbus. How exactly? And I'm just going to put this in a very. Broadway. How exactly did you come to be Clownbus Presley?
That's a question that can go a lot of different ways. But the basic answer is that I was, you know, born as like anybody else. I was born, first of all.
Mm-hmm. Good way to start?
Yeah, and then, you know, from there, like, look, and my family was very supportive, and I grew up, you know, and I was taken care of. And I liked putting on little shows, you know. So I would put on these little shows, and I'd do little magic shows, you know, or little, you know. I had an older sister, and she liked things like Cats, the musical, and Les Miserables and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she liked to, she liked to make me do these little things with her, you know. So I'd be, like, you know, on a show, you know. And it was fun. We had a little show board. We had little costumes, and we'd come out and do little things. So that was always fun to me, you know. So I grew up doing that. Singing into the vacuum cleaner, things of this nature.
Was the vacuum cleaner on at the time?
No, just the back of the handle, you know.
Oh, like a microphone.
Like a microphone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and or you know, standing on a laundry basket, you know,
mm-hmm.
And doing a little show like that. But that's what I like to do, you know. So and literally, that's the most basic way to say it is that I just never stopped doing that. You know, I just as soon as, you know, I hit the ground running with putting on little shows, man. As soon as I could. From a very young age, I started performing in bars and doing, you know, and it's gone through a million different, you know, I played with a drum machine, I played with a band, I've done this, I've done that, but it's just a matter of just performing my whole life, you know, so that's where we're at now.
I see, and were you always a fan of Elvis?
Sure, man, yeah, I definitely.
Would you say he's your best influence?
yeah, certainly.
That was a trick question, I would hope so. It'd be weird if you said, no, actually, it's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Never heard of him. I'm a Tom Jones fan.
Ah! It's an easier name to say, too.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
I liked Engelbert Humperdinck. It's a nice name.
You love an Engelbert Humperdinck. You love to get your Engelbert Humperdinck. Humperdinck. Sorry, that was skipping.
You gotta stop getting.
I know. So it's interesting. So at a very young age, you were a performer. Yeah. So there was never another option for you. It was
never,
always going to be...
Oh, boy. That was... yeah, never.
Now, you've mentioned this before, and also, if I may, Clownbus has a very, he reached a broader audience very recently because you actually appeared on America's Got Talent.
I did.
If those who haven't seen the clip, you can go to clownvispresley.com. Is that your website?
clownvispresley.com.
You could see the clip there, or I happen to find it on YouTube.
YouTube.com.
I don't want to give anything away, because I would rather you just tell me about that experience, about doing the audition, what your feedback was, and then when you actually got onto the stage in front of the three judges.
Sure. It was an It was an interesting situation, Flip. They called and asked me to do it. You know, they have scouts in different towns that look for performers. You know, they call the local papers and clubs and say, who's, you know, what variety acts are in your town. You know, and so they heard Dora Clown, so they called me and invited me. Now look, I don't like things like that. And I had a show. I had some friends who were on that show a few years ago. Named Gravity Plays Favors, and they're a tandem pole act that these two gals that do amazing things. And they really just hacked him up, put him in a stripper montage, made him look bad, you know, and these girls are amazingly talented. So I had a bad taste in my mouth already. I don't like this show, you know. So I was like, no, I don't want to do it. They called me again two or three times, different producers calling me. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, my mother would really like that. If I say, hey, Mom, I'm going to be on the team, you know, America's Got Talent, because she watches it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know, I'm going to do it, you know. So they just wanted me to go to a hotel and try out for them, you know, this private audition thing.
Right.
So I went in there, and I sang Viva Las Vegas, and I had my two, you know, I got two guys that work with me, and they were there, and they had a little gimmicks playing, and it was fun.
And how much time did they give you during the audition?
90 seconds.
Oh, 90 seconds.
And so I just did like a short little version of Viva Las Vegas, and I had a couple gags, you know, to stiff rope and to pull the thing out. There's, you know, a couple gags to get the point across, you know. It's 90 seconds to sell me in 90 seconds. I don't even want to try, you know.
Like, yeah.
No, thank you. I don't want to try to sell 90 seconds. But I did it for my mother, and so they're like, oh, we love it. You're great. You're in. We love it. And we want you to go to Chicago, you know, in 2 weeks, and you're gonna and you're great. And then they say, about a week before, they say, okay, we can't get Viva Las Vegas cleared. We can't get any Elvis songs cleared. So you pick a different popular song to sing, right? This is a week before.
Week
before they got anything, they tell me to pick another popular song. And then what am I gonna do?
That's not Elvis.
What am I gonna do? Pick a Creedence Clearwater Revival song? And they wouldn't make any sense, you know, like. You know, it kind of changes the dynamic of my act. If I have to sell it in 90 seconds, I'd like to do a song that would make sense, you know.
Absolutely.
But so I said, all right, man, this is hogwash anyway, you know. So I thought it'd be funny to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, because it's kind of, you know, like, I found a real goofy version of boing, 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 you know. It was funny, you know. And so I'm like, it's kind of F-U, you know, like, can you clear Old MacDonald Had a Farm? You know, like, is this one okay? Well, so so I did that, and look, I knew where I stood, you know. Everybody else is walking on their hands, jumping through hoops and stuff, and I'm just singing. You know, I was going to do a couple gags. I thought maybe they'd like it, but they didn't like it, you know. They didn't like it pretty quick. When I got on stage, they didn't like it, you know.
Mm.
And then, I said, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and they buzzed me.
Yeah,
so I didn't even have to do anything wrong, which is great, you know. I definitely didn't screw anything up, you know. So,
no, to me, you look great.
Yeah, so they stopped me right on time, so that was good. And then I kept thinking, like, if I get to exchange with these people, it's very easy to just, it's not even very easy. Because I wasn't picking on, I was just, these are genuine, like who is that guy? Who is the first guy that's judging me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked him, who are you? And, I wasn't being any mean. Like, just, I just wanted him to say, oh, I produced Shania Twain's album or something like that. You know, just tell me why.
Who you are to be judging me.
Yeah, like, why, what we're doing here.
Right.
What are we doing here, big guy? And then Ozzy Osbourne's wife.
Sharon Osbourne.
You know Ozzy Osbourne?
I do, yeah.
His wife.
Sharon.
Yeah.
Mrs. Osbourne.
But there's Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
I understand that, you know. Well, you know, he's famous for two. He's famous for biting the heads off animals.
Right.
And urinating on national monuments.
I think he sang, too.
I wouldn't call it singing. But... Then this is either way, that, you know.
Well, those are the things that
he's no. Debate, if there's any kind of debate about Ozzy Osbourne, we're talking about his goddamn wife. We're not even talking about Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
Why are we even talking about Ozzy Osbourne's wife? where's Geezer Butler's wife and all this, you know? Like, you know, where's Ronnie James Dio's wife? Let's pull them all out and ask them what they think of life. Yeah,
did
man.
Did G.G. Allen have a wife? I don't know.
No, we can't just start digging up these heavy metal wives and asking what they think. It's going to be, they have weird perceptions because they've been stoned their whole lives, you know? they've been on drugs.
The wives or the performers?
The whole gang.
The whole family.
Anybody involved.
Right.
Gardeners. But I said something about that, and she didn't like. She got very offended.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just said something about it. I said she was high because she lived with Ozzy, so she had contact high. And boy, she got so mad. She told me to F off.
I saw that.
And I thought, boy, I just hit a home run there, man. That boy, I nearly jumped out of my suit. I thought, boy, that was great. Never in a million years did I expect to get that kind of reaction. You know, like just an F off. I was like, that's huge. That's punk rock.
Did you, at that point, did you say to yourself, okay, I know I'm definitely going to make the show because there's no way they're going to keep this out of the broadcast?
I know. I thought exactly. I thought just the opposite.
Really?
I said, there's no way this is going to make it. They're genuinely mad at me right now.
But that's what makes great television.
And I said, Ozzy. And then it went on to the Howie Mandel. And then I said something about Little Monsters. You know, he hadn't done anything good since Little Monsters.
Which was a fabulous movie.
We actually own that. We own that movie.
I love it.
We watched it like 2 weeks ago.
I love it. I love it, man. That's a wonderful movie. But since then, he might as well be Gallagher or something. Rita Rudner or something.
Little Monsters trivia. What was the name of Howie Mandel's character?
Maurice.
Look at this. Look at this.
Maurice.
Didn't even... He'd been he already has that ready.
Wait,
in case someone ever asked me that question, it's on
I
the
have a second question, a little bit more delving deep. And I know that as a Presley fan, that you probably have a favorite sandwich. What was Fred Savage's character's favorite sandwich?
Oh, what did he do? Something weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Crunch and
No, that was Ali Sheedy in Breakfast Club.
I love you so much, Flip. God, I just was like, I'm gonna tell. It's the Breakfast Club one, but you got it.
What was it? There's bananas involved?
No, but peanut butter, which is one of your favorite.
I do love peanut butter. I sell my own peanut butter.
Do you?
Yeah. It's available on my website on climbspecialty.com.
Oh, my God. I need that.
Chunky and smooth?
No, just smooth.
Well, you can add your nuts in later.
You can put your nuts in there. You can just drop your own nuts in there.
Please tell me that's part of the pitch.
It is now.
You heard it, folks. First, right here.
Oh, my God. Well,
drop your own nuts and make them chunky. Drop in your own nuts and make them chunky.
For those of you who were still hanging on to the kind of sandwich that it was a peanut butter and onion sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We used to make those on the road. We used to put onion on any sandwich, peanut butter on your sandwich. Just to give it a crunch, you know?
That sounds revolting.
Or avocado and onion, or all three of them.
Avocado and anything I'll do. Yeah. Except peanut butter, maybe. I don't know.
I think you should get a chocolate-covered avocado and then talk to
us. You know what? When I was in Sweden, I actually had an avocado milkshake.
Oh.
And it sounds awful, but it actually was pretty good.
Well, did they sweeten it with anything?
Yeah. What?
Did they sweeten it?
They did sweeten it. You know what's ironic? Marijuana is not very popular in Sweden. And you'd think the country that has the word weed in the name of it would be a little more open.
Yeah, exactly.
They would
be sweet on the weed. Like, Sweden.
Yeah. Take the weed out of Sweden, all you got is din.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Or sin.
Nothing. God, there was. I had another thing on that. It was on the tip of the brain. That's what was for dinner was my next question. And goddamn, I can't remember.
You're talking about Sweden and
no. Before that, it was about the
American Idol. America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. You're talking about that, and Howie Mandel. Goddamn, talking about Little Monsters. What's
that guy? The part that they cut out of that show. That was they showed everything very well. I was very happy with how they showed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Worst thing they could have done is just put me in a montage with a bunch of hacks.
Oh,
When I was backstage for this taping, there was another guy there that was goddamn Dracula Sinatra or something along this line.
Really?
And I'm like, oh hell no, man! It's gonna be Clownvis and fucking Dracula Sinatra,
in a montage.
And this guy was just some broke ass, plastic fangs, dressed like Dracula, and then he was fucking singing singing some Frank Sinatra songs.
Mm-hmm.
But no shtick, no. Pizzazz, no polish, no nothing, just terrible.
Right.
And so I thought, oh man, this is a setup, you know.
Tell me, he got buzzed too.
I never said. I don't think they didn't put him on the TV.
Okay. But I was going to say he got buzzed anyway, so it's not like he did better than you in any kind of way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. No, so that's where they were. It was good that they showed everything.
Now, how long was the actual? Because we watched some episodes. How long is the actual day of performing? How long are you there for, waiting and everything?
Boy, I was in a dunk. What? Not a dunk tank. What do you call it?
Waiting room.
Yeah, it was a waiting room, a tank. You know, it was a waiting room for like damn near 8 hours.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and boy, wow. That was rough, man.
And I noticed that it was not at least the mafia that I saw the other night. It was a different.
That was Normal Peter Tuffnuts, who is a gentleman that has done a lot of my business managing, and
was he the one with the incredibly tight pants and the incredibly impressive
no,
man?
Wrong. No, that's Bruce Bagwell.
Bruce Bagwell.
Yeah, he's the foreman of the group.
I see. Because we were watching this show at the Chucky Duck show. And Allison happened
chuckles
to
the duck,
chuckles
yeah.
the duck. Allison happened to say, "Oh my God, do you see that guy's pants?" And I looked, and
he's
I,
got man. That's
it, it was. It was. Imp- it was.
I thought that was where your missing horn was. To be
yeah,
honest
boy.
With you.
No, he would call him the armadillo. That's what. That's his nickname is the armadillo.
Because
Bruce
it's as
armadillo.
Big as an arm.
Armadillo. Yeah, sure.
Is that a?
As big as a baby armadillo's arm.
Makes total sense.
That's not very yeah. big, though.
No total sense. Now, can I ask you a question? You brought the band. Are they set up to do another number?
Yeah, probably, maybe so. Yeah.
Okay, because I'd like to ask you, if you might want to do another number. One of the ones I was very impressed with that I saw the other day was that you were asked to be the spokesman of a new fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I was, boy.
And I think that, I mean, not only is that an incredible business opportunity, very lucrative, but it's also quite an honor, to, considering the person whose name is attached to this fast food chain.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting, what you're talking about here. I don't know if the band knows it. They're kind of looking at me with them stoned eyes right now. Like they don't know this one. How do you spell it?
I would assume it starts with an O.
Yeah. No, it starts with a B.
Yeah.
Oh, B.
Oh, because you were thinking. I know what you were thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're right. It does start with a B. Of course. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know your stuff better than I do.
Yeah, you know what, boy? It is not. The band is. They did not bring the sheet music for that.
Oh, okay.
They're looking at me right now like they know they're stoned and it's their fault.
Do they happen to have the Ghetto in the Ghetto tribute?
The Fresh Prince song?
Yeah. I can't tell if your lead guy over there.
These guys are just stoned out of their minds right now. They don't know what's coming or going. Guys, I'm asking you a question. Do you know that Fresh Prince song? And it doesn't look like they do. They don't know that one either.
They did not come prepared.
If you know, honestly, if they know how to play anything at all, we'd be just more than honored to hear anything.
Let's try this one, man. This is one I don't do. There's no real gimmick here, but I've seen it. Start over again, guys.
All right.
Sounds good. Give me a little juice. Can you give me a little juice?
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love.
There's no real gimmick to this song. I do it at weddings and things. When I have to do a song at a wedding, this is a song I do at a wedding.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So when we do our renewal of our vows, would you do this at our wedding?
Sure. Definitely.
Actually, wait. Honey, do you want to do a slow dance in the living room while Clavis Presley serenades us?
Whoops. Whoops.
Or maybe we'll rock.
Maybe we'll dance to the Ramones. What happened there? I just killed. You guys were gonna do a slow dance for the first time in your 30 some odd years together, and I ruined it.
Oh, darling.
It's
no
well, we'd been waiting for you to do this for. It's okay. It's okay. We can wait another 30, honey.
Well, you know, we'd be honored to just be dancing in your vocal presence at any point.
Oh, that's nice of you guys, man.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Allison is pretty enamored with you. And I've always been a fan.
No, that's nice, man.
Since I was a small child.
I love creative performers, and if I've ever seen a creative performer, it is you.
Oh, thank you, man. That's such a nice thing to say.
No, in all sincerity, Columbus Presley, you break the mold when it comes to entertainers.
I would have to say Skippy is like you're in my eyes, you're on par with my second husband, Skippy.
Man, that's and listen, Skippy Green is something that boy I could watch for literally hours and hours and hours.
Skippy would be so happy to hear you.
That guy's got so many jokes in his pocket; it's like ridiculous, man.
Yeah, he's
got more than that in his pocket.
No cheat sheet. It's crazy. I mean, this guy just rapid fire. He's like a machine gun. He's like a subatomic machine gun.
That's actually part of his bio. Subatomic shmeenshan.
Shmeenshan. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, no, Skippy does. Skippy's actually going to be coming out here in a couple minutes.
Ah,
too,
great, man.
Because Skippy has a little segment on the podcast, too.
Good.
That we do toward the end of the show.
That's wonderful. I get excited when Skippy comes around.
Well, you and I think most of the women in the tri-state area who actually have been...
So I'm doing a show with Skippy.
Yeah. Apparently. Like, we just got word today. Well, actually, we could start. We're about the time to start doing some plugs anyway.
Yeah, can we start plugging?
Let's start plugging. First of all, I want to thank the sponsor for this episode, Samuel Adams, for providing the inebriation, and Daddy's Pipes and Collectives for providing Allison with her medication.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks.
Can I do a quick spot?
Yeah, Clownvis, absolutely. Clownvis Presley.
Not quick. It better be long and flowing.
I just want to do one for what is it? Daddy's...
Daddy's Pipes and Collectives.
Daddy's Pipes and Collectives. Hey, who listens to this? Kids? America? Children?
All over the world. We have fans over in...
People of Earth.
Filipino.
People of Earth. This is your old buddy, Clownvis Presley. And boy, have I got some news for you. There's a new shop in town, and it's really going to take the taco. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Daddy's Pipes and Collectives. Do you like things like pipes and collectives? Well, boy, are you in luck. Man, we have... Daddy's has so many different pipes and collectives. You can just really add to your collection of pipes and collectives. Come on down. Located in beautiful North Hollywood, Daddy's Pipes and Collectives. Google it. Can you Google it? In Sherman Oaks, California.
Can they Google Daddy's?
Yes, you can Google Daddy's. Absolutely.
There you go.
And Daddy's can Google you.
You can Google Daddy's. That was.
Go Google your daddy.
That was beautiful. I think that. When my manager hears that at Daddy's, I think we might start talking cross promotion.
I'll make you guys a whole thing.
Dude, we'll totally cross promotion.
My guy's whole thing.
Oh, we have to do surprise.
You can put your badge on my suit like a NASCAR driver.
Oh, I would. You know what? Actually, it's funny. I was thinking when I saw your incredibly lovely case that I would love to add a Daddy's.
Oh, certainly. Boy, I love stickers.
Actually, you know, speaking of your case, before we get to the plugs, I noticed when you opened your case, you had four pictures of Rocky.
Well, yeah, those are the soundtrack albums.
Oh, the soundtrack albums. Yeah. Of all six Rocky films, which is your favorite?
The first one.
Oh, the first one.
The first one.
Okay, I think that's a given. Everybody's favorite. Okay, aside from the first one, favorite.
Which is the one where Polly gets a robot? Is that four?
That's four.
Yeah, that's the other one.
That's the other one with Ivan Drago?
Yeah, yeah. But mainly because of the absurdity of it. I mean, like, at that point, you know, like, I always like to say now, you know, watching the first Rocky now, the best part about watching Rocky is that you have the knowledge that in three Rockies from now, Paulie's going to have a fucking robot that does, you know, that, like, lives with him and does his bidding and stuff. So it really puts a perspective on what Rocky's going through in the first one, you know, because everything is going to be more than fine.
Like, don't worry.
Yeah. Paulie's getting mad, throwing a turkey out the door. Hey, chill, I'm going to get you a goddamn robot in 4 years. You're going to have a robot that talks and acts like your girlfriend and brings you drinks and has a snarky attitude.
Happy birthday, Polly. Happy birthday, Polly.
So definitely,
I don't think I've heard in a long time. I heard a better Rocky
reference.
Thank you. And a better. I was gonna say just culmination.
It's a good perspective.
A good perspective. Thank you.
Perspective
of Rocky's life. Like, chill out, Polly. You're gonna have a like. I also love that when I asked your second favorite Rocky, you didn't go, which one where he fought the Russian, or which one where Apollo dies? Which one with Paul, he has a robot?
That's it kind of sticks out. I mean,
it does. It's just that one.
And you know, it's a series of fights and training and wait, what? A robot?
And a robot?
Where did that come from?
It's like, hey, which is the Revenge of the Nerds where Booger gets married?
Four.
Very good, huh?
Nice.
That's the one where they go to Florida? No,
that was two, Nerds in Paradise.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
Speaking of Nerds in Paradise, I think we are, Allison and I, both Nerds in Paradise with you here.
Thanks,
Presley.
Guys.
See how that all comes together, people?
That's good.
Clovis Presley.
Flip.
It is now time for the podcast where your good buddy comes out.
Oh, great.
This is the part of the podcast that everybody listening, I'm sure by now, has come to know and love this little segment called The Skippy Green Show.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Clownvis Presley.
Oh, Skippy Green.
Clownvis, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
My God, it's been too long.
Wow.
My God. I saw you the other day. We did that show at the
Redwood.
The Hardwood Bowl.
The Deadwood.
The Deadwood Bar and Hamburger Award
Red
winning.
Balls, blue Balls, whatever it
blue
is.
Blue Balls up my ass, please. And I got to tell you, first of all, you had me close the show, which wasn't an easy feat to follow Clownvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Allison, weren't you there?
I was there.
Allison Weber was there having a good old time.
I don't remember. And there was that...
Do you remember that blowjob in the bathroom?
I don't remember. There were many.
I made your wood red.
Please, don't talk. And there was that walking LSD trip. That
major
went up for,
major entertainer Mike H.
Yeah,
LSD
that was
a... That's a good description.
Hey, that kid was a... he was on stage. But then you came up, and it made me happy. Because you and I, we have not too many people know the Skippy Green Clownvis Presley. We have a very interesting past because I come from Atlantic City.
That's right.
Over there in Jersey, Coney Island.
Been up there a lot. Yeah, I mean, I cut my teeth at Coney Island. We were right across there. So like it's, let's just say we had a. How do you even say that? We don't want to give all our secrets away, but yeah, we had some fun.
We had some fun. I remember that one. I'm going to embarrass you for a second. I'm going to
here
embarrass,
it comes.
I'm going to embarrass you.
Here it comes.
Because one time we're over in we're in AC at the Atlantic City. We're working over there at the Trop, the old Tropicana. And
the Trollop Stop Trop, we used to call it.
The Trollop, that's very true. We called it the Trollop Stop Trop. And I remember we got so blessed and on blow. And 2 quarts of JB. A pint of Jack.
And the Quaaludes.
The Quaaludes we did before, so they're all kind of kicked together. It was like the perfect storm of what the fuck. Remember this? We end up bringing up that waitress who worked down at the bar.
Yeah.
Remember this?
No.
Remember this? Clownvis over here. He is pounding her from the back. I'm on the chair.
Now look, don't say. There's people listening. I wasn't pounding anything. We were talking. We were watching Matlock or something. We weren't pounding nothing.
No, we were pounding her. Wait a minute. No. You know what? I take that back. Matlock was on the TV while we were pounding her, and we cared more about Matlock.
It was a good episode.
It was a very good episode. Andy Griffith's never been finer. And I remember Clownvis turned to me, and he goes, Skippy, I can't believe I'm more interested in this TV show than I am in this broad that I'm actually inside of right now. And I said, well, Clownvis, it just goes to show. It's like that old saying, you know, two in the hand is worth one in the bush, and Matlock is better than a whore. That's the extended version of the old catchphrase.
That's when and I honked my horn right after he said that.
You did.
Great,
that's
man.
I think that's where you left your horn was up inside the chick's snatch.
That might have been the last time I seen it.
Yeah, because I heard every time she gives birth, people think there's a traffic jam.
Yeah, that's right. Every time she walks down the street, people think there's a little bicycle coming up behind them.
Yeah.
Or the ice cream jingle.
I told you not to talk.
Well.
I told you not to fucking talk.
Don't
ever.
Look, I got this goddamn robot horn. This thing is supposed to... I'm supposed to have this on you. Can you hear it?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, damn it. You know, I used to have a real horn. My manager just sent me this thing into my computer thing here. It's a goddamn fake horn, but... How am I supposed to grab that? And it honks three things every time. Go ahead, Skippy. I'm sorry.
It's all right. But anyway, because this isn't part... Normally what I do when I come on this part of the show, when I... Pardon me. Must have been someone I ate. when I grace the show for Flip, I just do a quick little bit. But when I found out you were here, I'm like, I got to talk to him for a minute before I get into my shtick.
That's great.
And I'm also very very happy to announce officially that Clownvis, myself, Clownvis Presley, myself, and another funny entertainer, Bunny Fever. We're announcing it right now for the first time.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Listen closely.
We are going to be doing a show, all three of us together, in San Diego on August 25th. I don't know the name of the venue yet. Bunny's doing all this shit.
It's got to be a good one. If Bunny's putting it together, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a fucking great show. August 25th, you're going to find out more about it as the date comes closer. Keep listening to this piece of shit show. But now let's get on to the moment at hand, the reason I am here. That's for this part, my part of the show, the best part, if you ask me. It's the end of the show. That's the best part. This is the cum shot, pretty much, of the show.
This is what they're waiting for.
What they're waiting for. There's a money shot. You ready? Clownvis Presley.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you have to answer in 10 words exactly. Not 11, not 9. 10 words exactly. Are you ready?
Sure.
Clownvis Presley.
Yeah.
Where is the most unusual place you've ever jerked off? And what were you thinking of at the time? 10 words exactly. Ooh. You have 10 seconds to come up with an answer.
All right, I'm just going to start saying the words. Johnny on the spot. Hot desert sun. Mexican family line.
Well, that was 10 words.
Hot. Did it make sense?
Johnny on the spot.
That's what he was doing. He was
Johnny on the spot.
So you were masturbating on a guy named Johnny? You were putting your spot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I think that's what he is, his Johnny on the spot. He is servicing himself. I think I understood you, Clownvis.
I don't know how you could not understand it.
I got Johnny on the spot, and then you said, what is it, Mexican sun? Desert sun?
No, it's not cold. It was just, I just took the little words out of in between it.
Johnny on the
spot. Ask me the question again.
In the Mexican sun.
Ask me the question again.
I don't remember the question, to be honest with you.
It was, where was the weirdest place that he jerked off?
And what were you thinking of?
What was he thinking about?
Oh, what was I thinking about?
I forgot about that. You were thinking about a Mexican family.
All right, you know what?
I was.
All right. Hey. Whore, sleep. All right. I never do a second chance. But because it's Clownvis, because we go way back, because his finger's been inside of me, we're going to try this again.
I don't know if that's even true.
Was that you?
I don't know. That was dark, and I have fuzzy memories, but I honestly...
Trust me, I've got fuzzy things, too. That's why I think it was you.
I know it's come close, but I don't think
it was you. It wasn't you. My bad. Ricardo Montalban. It was Ricardo Montalban.
It was Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Monkey
Butt. They look similar.
They do look very much alike. So for Clownvis Presley, I'm going to ask you again. 10 words exactly. Where was the most unusual place you ever jerked off? And what were you thinking of at the time? 10 words exactly.
This is hard, man. This is tough.
It's more like the first 10 words that you could describe the situation.
Okay, well, I'll try it again.
Johnny on the spot. I think I got you that first time.
Do you guys know what a Johnny on the spot is? I mean, that's universal, right?
No,
porta potty?
Oh, well, there you go. I never heard that phrase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Johnny on the spot.
What do you call a porta potty?
Desert sun and a Mexican family in London.
Well, hold on, Allison, I don't hear you.
So you were in a porta potty in the Mexican sun, jerking off to the idea of a Mexican family in line.
I was thinking about them. I was thinking about them because they were in the line outside of this thing.
Allison, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
They were waiting for...
Did you not have your microphone on again, you dumb cunt?
Let's do it again.
Every fucking show, she turns the mic off and goes, I don't understand, why can't you hear me?
You told me to shut up, so I stopped talking.
I just meant don't talk, don't turn your mic...
I'm
not even in charge of this shit.
I deciphered Clownvis' 10 words. He was in a porta potty.
Okay, let Clownvis... Hey, unless my balls are in your mouth isn't open. Clownvis.
Yes.
Explain this to me. Johnny on the spot is a porta potty.
Yes.
By the way, this joke is way dead. We're beating off a dead horse here. So basically what you're saying is you jerked off in a porta potty thinking about a Mexican family.
Well, because the Mexican family was right outside the line. So they were like on, you know. I was thinking about
trying to hurry up and
just needed to get it out of there.
Now I understand. And I think that's a... Well, that's an answer.
Do you want to ask him another question?
Do you... What part of shut the fuck up don't you understand? I mean, I'm saying it. Should I do it in Filipino? Hey, chung chang ching jay, cunt, shut up.
Skippy, you know that when you're here, I still am here. So we will have banter.
Jesus Christ. Sorry about that. That scared the shit out of me too, people. If you're listening and suddenly if you're in your car and you swerved and hit a cat, I understand why.
That was my bad.
That was Clownvis's fault all the way. But it was a great horn.
It was my bad.
And you know what? I think that answer is pretty good. So, Poto Potty, Mexican family.
Well, there was a contest.
We've never asked you.
There was a contest one time.
You don't. Contest for what?
Masturbation.
Wasn't that a Seinfeld episode?
I don't know. This is like rapid fire and who could just go in and out within, into a bathroom or a hotel room.
How long did you last?
Three times.
How long did it take you?
Real quick.
Must have been thinking of something good.
There was a TV station that just played black porno.
Oh, I love good dark.
We were in Baltimore.
Good chocolate porn is the best porn out there.
It was crazy. It was on TV. It was like just one that you turn the TV on. It was just one of the channels.
You know what I always found amazing? When a black guy bangs his load, it's still white. You'd think it would look like chocolate milk or something at that point.
That would be neat if it did. But yeah, it makes us show that we're all human.
Yeah, yeah. Deep inside, doesn't matter if you're black, you're white. Deep inside, your cum's always white.
Cum's always white.
Wow.
That's an after-school special.
And I guess when we bleed, then we're honoring the Native Americans.
God damn it, she doesn't learn.
Wow.
Do you believe this shit?
I don't know how flip they are with her. They don't make an off switch for the ladies like they used to.
Hold on. Look at that. Now she's muted.
You got one on the board there, huh?
The engineer took it there. All right. Hey, that's it for me. Bye.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Wow, that was fun. That was one of the longest Skippy Green shows.
It's always good to see him. Sitting around for a while, man. We had some fun in the old days. We have some fun in these days.
Yeah, well, you guys look like it was very very cool for you guys to be reminiscing.
I just try to keep up.
You and Clownvis, you do. And Clownvis fucking Presley, thank you so much for being on the show. Let's do your plugs, man. Where can people find you?
Boy, here's what the deal is. I'm on the clownvispresley.com is the website.
Mm-hmm. Also spelled as it sounds?
Spelled as it sounds, phonetically. And then find me on the Twitter, Clownvis. Find me on the Facebook, Clownvis. And if you're in Hollywood, I'm at the Improv every month, the world famous Hollywood Improv and world famous Hollywood, California. Every world famous second Saturday of every world famous month.
That's fantastic.
World famous 10 o'clock.
And seriously, if anybody is ever in the LA area and you want to see an amazing show, do see Clownvis Presley. And if check his site, and if he's ever in your area, please go check him out.
I'm going around a lot, and check the tour dates. I'm going around a lot in August, East Coast stuff. Coney Island again, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and San Diego.
San Diego, West Coast. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely, and...
Definitely, if you haven't seen Clownvis, you need to come to the Improv. It will be the greatest 2 hours of your life.
Going to be at Flappers on the something coming up here. I think Skippy Green might be on that show.
I think he will. Actually, but I think this episode will be broadcasted much after that happened. Much after. This podcast episode will be released after that show has already happened. But I'm sure there's probably going to be time machine stuff. It is like a time. We're in the past right now. When this thing comes out.
That's why I'm sitting still. I don't want to touch anything.
butterfly effect.
Yeah, I don't want to mess anything up, man. Mm-hmm. I'll end up a woman or something. Everybody will have three eyes.
I'm sure Skippy's going to want to do you then, too. Allison Weber, you can catch Allison. Where's your website?
DirtyGuitarGirl.com.
DirtyGuitarGirl.com. And you're on Facebook as
Allison Comedy, which would be spelled All Is On Comedy.
All Is On. I like that.
All Is On. And you're also on Twitter, All Is On Comedy as well. And that's fantastic. And of course, folks, I don't have to keep listing these out. I'll just give the bullet points. FlipIsFunny.com, Facebook/FlipSchultz, #2, Twitter @FlipSchultz. You can get CDs and stuff at Amazon and iTunes. And again, this keep checking my website for tour dates, updated tour dates, always happening. And always get the podcast at whatsfordinnerpodcast.com. I cannot thank you enough, clownvis.com,
for
being here for the show. It's been a real honor, a real treasure.
Thepleasureisallmine.com.
Pleasureisallmine.org. See, I had to take the other one because you took .com.
.org.
.org. And, of course, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And please do tell your friends to listen, subscribe. And, hey, if you like what you heard, leave a nice comment on iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. And I will see you guys next week. All the best to you, and happy whatever week this is.
Adios. Bye.